Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did LeBron play his last game as a Laker as they are eliminated by the Nuggets? His quote after the game. Last game with the Lakers? I don't answer. He is going to wait and see what the Lakers do as far as constructing the roster in the offseason.
Well, he wants to play with his son. He wants to play with Bronny. That's what he said.
Okay, I understand that.
I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but that's what he wants to do.
I mean, let's be honest. Is it really realistic? I guess he's so powerful that he can make it happen. But isn't that kind of embarrassing that you force the team to draft your kid? Like, even with the...
I think it's embarrassing.
But we're just wondering where he's going to play. And I think if Bronny's a second round pick somewhere, if it's by the Lakers, Lakers don't have a first round pick.
They have the 55th overall pick in the upcoming draft.
And the 55th overall pick is probably a player that usually doesn't make a roster anyway. But it could be Bronny. Mm-hmm. And then if they take Bronny at the 55th pick, then maybe he comes back. Or maybe another team says, hey, we want to bring Bronny in and fill the seats. Maybe they draft him. But who knows?
I've seen some analysts.
He is 39 years old.
Yeah. I've seen some analysts. I don't know where he falls in a mock draft. And he didn't average but like 5 or 6 points at USC.
I don't think he falls anywhere in a mock draft.
But I have seen some legit analysts say that he can be an NBA player, that he has certain skills that maybe weren't highlighted this season. Of course, he was coming off the cardiac arrest situation.
Right. I think that would scare off a lot of teams.
That he can play defense and he can be a spot-up shooter and can sometimes facilitate an offense, that he could fit on an NBA roster. And I don't think it's entirely outrageous. Giannis's brother is on the Bucks, and I don't think he ever plays. He's almost like a mascot at the end of the bench. So if I'm a team, I would do it. Why not? You get LeBron. LeBron is still a great player. Take a look at what he did last night. Take a look what he did the entire series. I haven't punched up his average for the series. But against the Nuggets, he basically averaged, I'm spitballing off the top of my head, but he basically averaged about 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He's still an excellent player. Is he the top player in the game anymore? No. But he's top 10.
I don't think anybody would dispute that. It's just the question. And I think that Bronny probably is athletic enough and gifted enough that he could maybe not embarrass himself in a few minutes here and there, right? Because, and it's unfair what the kid... It's unfair that he's LeBron's kid.
Right. He'll never obviously can't live up to his dad.
You're never going to be
it's
like
It's absurd to think that.
I had a guy come to me. Now, he was saying this tongue-in-cheek, but he, just yesterday, he said, you know what the Wizards should do? They should trade their pick. They should draft Caitlin Clark, and then they should draft Bronny. And they'll sell out every game. No, they won't win. But who cares? They're not going to win anyway.
Who is this weirdo pitching this?
Okay, he's doing it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, how many transfusions deep were they on the course?
No. He's saying it tongue-in-cheek, but from a marketing perspective.
Oh, marketing, of course it works.
They would sell out every game. They wouldn't win a game.
The Caitlin Clark
sell
game,
out every,
the Indiana Fever game for a year.
Why would they sell out every game?
You know that. It's already sold out.
With Bronny.
Just with Bronny, you mean?
Yeah.
So
you're just assuming that if they signed Bronny or drafted Bronny, LeBron's coming.
Get LeBron, but that's not even the factor. Just Caitlin, her drawing power, and Bronny, the curiosity factor. Then you throw in LeBron. Yeah.
I don't know that LeBron.
I don't know if he would. Come
I don't
to the
know that
Wizards.
LeBron is going
to
force it. I might have been on his TV show, The Shop. I saw a clip where I thought it was actually being a good parent in this situation. Like, he's giving LeBron the space to figure it out. He's not forcing it on him. I don't think he wants to put too much pressure on Bronny. And I'm not convinced that Bronny is going to go to the NBA. I saw a report like a week or two ago that, and it seemed shocking to me, that he might end up at Duquesne. There's some sort of Duquesne connection. Is the head coach Duquesne?
Was he got a connection to LeBron.
The head coach is LeBron's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Or one of them.
Let me just point this out, because I know none of you guys are staying up late to watch the games. And I didn't watch last night, but I watched every minute of all the other games. LeBron averaged 28 points in this series. He averaged 8.8 assists and 6.8 rebounds on 56.6% shooting from the field and 38.5% from the three-point line. At his age, it is unbelievable what he is doing. I think Michael Jordan is the greatest player I've ever seen. I won't elevate LeBron over Michael Jordan. But look, when Jordan came back and played for the Wizards, he wasn't doing what LeBron's doing. LeBron has found some sort of fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. It may be some illegal enhancers. I don't know what he's doing.
For sure.
But at his age, he's basically 40 years old, and he's putting up those numbers against the defending champions. It is uber impressive.
No one's arguing with you.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm just telling you.
But you know what?
You're not watching it.
LeBron and Anthony.
No, I see enough clips.
But LeBron and Anthony Davis, like you said, they're leading 70% of these games, and they're losing them in the last 3 minutes. I mean, at some point.
Yeah, Nuggets are a better team.
Right, but at some point, you got to look at LeBron and Davis and go, all right, make some stops. You're two superstars defensively. Make some stops. And I'm not sure. I mean, LeBron plays a ton of minutes, and I'm not sure his stamina is where it needs to be in the 47th minute that it was in the 27th.
Hey, for you QB wins crowd, that's a big L for LeBron. It's a big one. Team lost. He sucks. He's no good.
Their team is not as good as the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are great. Jokic is the best player in the game.
It's all about superstars.
Jamal Murray might be the best closer in the game. But LeBron is great. I don't think it's his last game with the Lakers. It's possible.
Oh, the Lakers are going
to He's going to explore free agency.
Right.
You know what LeBron does? He'll maximize his contract.
100%. He's got a $51 million option. He's looking at that like, I'm not going to pick that up. I can go out on the market and get more. Or renegotiate with the Lakers.
And if he can bring Bronny along, I don't personally think that that's what he's going to do. But I don't begrudge him.
It's just kind of an embarrassing novelty act, in my opinion. Like, you're trotting your kid out. Like, you're wielding your clout and power to get your kid a spot on a team when he doesn't really.
But that happens all the time, though, in every industry. Would you not give if your son said he was interested in broadcasting, you could twist an ear and get him a weekend DJ spot?
I'm not saying I'm above.
Right.
Doing,
we would all
not
do the same,
same
thing.
Thing.
We would all do the same.
I'm just
thing.
Saying it's a little embarrassing.
But wouldn't Bronny want to sign somewhere where he's got a chance to win a championship in his last contract? I don't think he's just going to go to a bad team if that team agrees to draft Bronny.
I think he might.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think.
I don't know. But
I also think, look, wherever LeBron is.
I think he wants to
think Kevin Durant had a chance to be as good as LeBron James. But Kevin Durant, outside of Golden State, he hasn't won anything. Every place LeBron goes, they at least have a chance to win. And he won with the Lakers. He won with Cleveland. He won with Miami. And, yes, they got bounced in the first round by the Nuggets. But had they faced other teams, they might have won.
Yeah, but if Charlotte says, all right, we'll draft Bronny, and he goes to Charlotte.
I bet you LeBron, pretty much any place he goes, he'll bring along other players, and there'll be a winning team that'll have a chance to win.
Maybe, but they don't have a chance to win.
Jordan played with the Bullets. Wizards, whatever the hell they were called.
I know, well.
And missed the playoffs.
Part of that was the ownership deal.
JP, he's got Anthony Davis as a teammate.
I
Jordan
understand.
Played with the equivalent of the Wizards this year.
He's got a Hall
LeBron,
of Famer.
What do you mean against the Nuggets? Oh, they ran up against. They were the 7th seed. They played a ton of games. They're a below average team. LeBron stat pads. You are falling for the oldest trick in the book.
I disagree with that. I watched all the games. He's not stat padding.
Fine, he's good. He's very
he's putting
good
up
for
numbers in the fourth quarter.
He's incredible.
The team underachieved to an extent.
He's got
because
Anthony
they had a lot
Davis
of injuries
on his team.
Agreed.
But I also think
all good teams.
How does
every team left in the playoffs has at least two good players?
Did the Lakers underachieve this year?
Sure.
Yes, they did. They did underachieve last year. Yes, they did.
Yeah, but I also
they won
think
a Mickey Mouse
didn't
ring.
They go to the conference finals last year?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The year before, but they were like the 8 seed.
They made it to the conference finals last year.
Isn't LeBron at this point where I think LeBron is at this stage where he doesn't care about the regular season. Like, I think he blows it off. Like,
what do you do this series then?
Well, I think it's hard to come through in a clutch, and they're a better team, clearly. But
got that in-season tournament
but
ring.
I would say LeBron strikes me as a guy, and I only watch it from afar at this point. I don't think he cares about the regular season at all. He just wants to be tuned up and ready to go in the playoffs. I think that's where he is in his stage of his career. You don't think
I'm
so?
Sure he
they
just wants
barely
to get through
made
the regular
the
season.
They barely made the playoffs.
Right. But I think he barely cares.
They were 12 games above 500. I mean, the Western Conference was really, really good.
They were one game above the 9 seed. They barely made the playoffs.
I understand
that's
that.
That's because they're a two-man
you have
show.
To look at the context. They missed a lot of regular season games. I think what EB says is very valid. It's all about the playoffs for LeBron James and the Lakers.
I don't think he cares about the regular season. I'm not saying it's the right approach.
Anthony Davis played more games than you would expect because he's always injured. But LeBron missed a bunch of games. They had a lot of guys out at different times this season. They are a good team. I'm not saying they're a great team. They came up against a better team. The Nuggets are a better team. They're the defending champions. What I'm saying is LeBron is still great. Free agency. He can do whatever he wants. I'm guessing he would stay with the Lakers because let's say he wants to join an Eastern Conference team.
Right, I gave you
that has a chance. Sixers. Let's say he wants to join the Sixers. He could join the Sixers if he wants, but does he really want another jersey? Maybe it doesn't matter.
I don't think he cares about that either.
He doesn't care. He's been on so many different teams at this point.
He doesn't care about the jersey. He definitely doesn't care.
He played more games this year than he did last year. He had more injuries last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he missed 10 games this year.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think
71
he cares
games
that
for
much.
Him plus
that's
the,
a lot.
Plus five in the playoffs.
That's
a lot.
Lot
for a 39-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think he's still a very, very good player.
If I had to bet he'll stay with the Lakers, they'll do some tweaking and they'll grasp. They may fire Darvin Ham, move on from
that
him.
Looks like that's a given. They're already writing about it. Like immediately after the game.
They're not getting past Denver.
Well, now they're probably not getting past a bunch of teams in the West. They wouldn't get past the T-Wolves. They wouldn't get past probably the Thunder.
So
a bunch of teams.
I'm not certain of that. I think the Lakers, as they are currently constructed, could beat some of those teams. They can't beat the Nuggets.
So is your opinion that LeBron
we'll
is just a fraud at this point? Is that what
you're
saying?
No. I don't think he's a fraud. I just don't understand why JP's like making all of these excuses for him. Like he's on the Spurs or something.
I think
the Lakers are underachieving.
I think the Lakers in the playoffs would beat many of the top teams. They can't beat Denver. Denver owns
them. Couldn't beat anybody during the regular season. They were the 11 seed.
I don't think they would
seven seed and seven seed.
I don't think they
would
beat Minnesota. I don't think they would beat the Thunder in a best of seven. My opinion.
I have no opinion on that. I don't know.
I mean, they're a two man show. You're just not going to beat good teams with two man show.
Yeah, if Anthony Davis is sidelined, then it's a one man show.
I mean, I'll disagree. I mean, Austin Reeves is a really good player. D'Angelo Russell will have his moments.
Russell didn't do anything.
JP's in, he's in off-season mode. The draft's been over for 3 days. He just started a LeBron versus Jordan debate. It's going to be a long summer.
Rury didn't do anything in the series.
Well, I mean, you really
you can be Rick. I didn't start any LeBron versus Jordan debate. I'm saying that LeBron right now is still an excellent player, and he's going to choose to go with a contender, not some bum team, because Bronny's going to join him. No, I don't even know if he's going to have Bron.
I think he would join a bum team to have his son.
But I also don't think any team that he'd be on would be a bum team, because he elevates teams to where they're going to be competitive.
Yeah, but they like if he joined like a terrible team, he might get them maybe
to 500.
Near the playoffs. Yeah. But you know what I mean? That's about all.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we are going to gamble on Jaden Daniels' rookie stat lines. We'll do that at 8 o'clock coming up here on the Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.